This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research and work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who follow our weekly escapade into the conversational world, the News Talk Radio, some people call it political talk radio, know that we get our information. I remember when Casey Kasem used to do the countdown and he gave credit to Billboard magazine, the top 30 or 40 songs in the various formats. So we get our information from The Trade magazine in the talk world, which is Talkers. You'll find it at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. And so we go through. Rich McFadden is here with Victoria Keevan. And me, Victoria, is a part of the DJV program, which we do Monday through Friday. Also, Richie has been a part of my radio escapade for nigh on to two centuries, I think.
Something like that.
Sometimes it feels that way. Okay, so the top 10 stories, sometimes we weave our magic into the conversation about the people, but they're related, the top 10 stories and the top 10 list of people being discussed. The week of July 23rd to the 27th, and at number one here, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, claims the president knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which the Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. However, Cohen's legal team insisted that they didn't leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken his bargaining hand should he decide to flip. So, is he flipping the Trump-Russia investigation number one this week on the list? I just find I'm offended, frankly, by
You're
all of this because
what?
I'm offended by all of the crap. This is going to go nowhere. Nothing is going to happen. This is just political chicanery, theater, wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to find out what and to do what with what we find out. What's going to happen? You're not going to impeach Trump on this stuff because he's not directly connected to it. So Mueller is looking, you know, he's getting paid about $400,000 a year for his trouble, and how many other lawyers? What I saw one time, 124 lawyers assigned to this. What do you think
yeah.
that's cost?
Oh, it's huh? millions and millions and millions.
It's craziness.
We've got to investigate possible wrongdoing by our politicians. But
at what point do you stop? When's the conclusion?
It gets to the point where it just gets silly. Now you've got Trump saying that Cohen is a known liar. But he was my lawyer for years.
But he only had two clients, and I was one of them. But come on.
Oh, I thought he had three, Victoria.
Well, the third,
if it was so sad.
The third was Sean Hannity, but Hannity said he was never actually a client, so he really only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Nice story.
I don't know. It is kind of funny at this point because Trump versus
theater.
Cohen is really
is
amping
this the new
up.
Normal?
And it's, I think it is. And this isn't even about Russia. This is about, which playmates he was paying off to keep them quiet. This isn't even related to Russia. I think they were trying to find stuff that related to Russia through Cohen, but I don't really think they're going to find anything there. We're going to maybe hear a bunch of embarrassing recordings of Trump talking about, which hooker to pay off. But, beyond that, I don't think it's really going to show
Giuliani's
much in the Russian
saying
investigation.
Within those recordings that you can hear Trump saying, pay with a check.
Right.
And somebody else saying, no, pay with cash, and Trump insisting pay with a check.
Right.
So I guess that's so there's a
But
timeline.
Then I think it was Giuliani who tried to swing that and saying, see, the president is being honest. He wanted to pay by check.
As a tax deduction. It's a business expense. It was a business meeting. Write it off.
So let me ask you. Wouldn't it be great to have a president who has high moral character? But, you look
back...
We
had that for 8 years. I guess it's time for a
really?
Change.
When?
You think?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think Obama had high moral character when it comes to his family and his marriage?
I think that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about cheating and paying off hookers. Yes. That's not what Obama was about.
Right, but otherwise, we can go through a list of you know what? Bush, the old man, is probably the last truly. I mean, even Bush, the second one, George Bush Jr. The guy was an alcoholic for years, and just so where do you find somebody that where they are truly
wants to be president?
That's really a decent person. Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great human being,
good guy,
Bill Clinton, not so much.
No, Bill Clinton is not a great guy, but he was a very good president in many ways. I think.
I mean,
I thought Reagan. Well, you know, I mean, how do you define moral bankruptcy, or how do you find?
Right.
How do you define whatever it is that you use? It's all very, very subjective. It's not objective at all.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is no matter who you put up there, somebody's going to find them to be a dirtbag, and it's going to become.
You know, Richie, what this reminds me of. I remember many years when I was owning radio stations and managing radio stations, there were always questions from listeners about things that were considered to be dirty on the air. I heard this guy use a dirty word. Like if I said bastard on the air, that would offend some people, and they'd want to report
it.
So, because I want to make a point.
Does anyone even care about that word anymore?
Well, but that's the point.
Harsh.
You watch any of these late night shows, or even some of the dramas on TV, and the words that are used in NCIS or in the Law and Order Victims show, some of the words that you never would have heard on television before, written into the script. And then if you go over down to cable and listen to Conan O'Brien at night versus the three guys that are on standard television, he says and gets away with a lot more because it's cable. It's not regular mainstream television.
So,
it goes even further when it comes to some of the stuff that's on Netflix. But anyway, the point is that we all have different meanings we have different feelings about words, and they are just that. They're words. But I remember we had this debate. We had a public debate in Boston when I was running WEEI about what constituted offensive, obscenity-laden radio. What on the radio constituted something that was offensive? And because there's no community standard anywhere, people could accuse them.
And from the FCC.
The FCC got complaints all the time about Howard Stern.
Right.
But they could never. The only time that CBS ever paid a fine is because the guy running CBS wanted the publicity out of paying $1.3 million in fines. They could go to court. Look at how many times Fox has been in court about obscenity stuff.
But the bottom line
is
there's no clear definition of what obscenity is from the FCC, so it's all subjective.
Yep. So, and the same is true, I think, of this, to get back around to number one.
Well.
This is, so. All right.
Well.
That's enough for that.
It's not nonsense, but it's just,
I think so.
We are wasting money.
Right. Okay. And is the number two item, Rosenstein being impeached, is that more theater and nonsense, or does this guy deserve to be impeached? He's the number two guy Department of Justice. Thank you, Reggie. You saved the day again. 15 past the hour. Calitrin, speaking of saving the day, if you're in need of losing weight, whether it be serious weight, you want to lose 30, 40 pounds, or you want to lose, like me, 10, 12, 13, 14 pounds, you get on the Calitrin program and you'll get where you want to go. You take time, because doing this in order to be healthy, you need to do this in a healthful way. You don't want. Remember when Al Roker. Yeah, Al Roker
He got the band surgery.
Right. Yeah. He cleaned out his gut and his system, but he was sick for a long time. Because doing that sort of thing, or losing 30 pounds in 30 days, that kind of stuff, that's a hell of a bang on your body. And so you want to do this so that you don't get sick. Yeah, down the road, if you have that weight problem, you're going to get really sick. Calitrin, take my word for it. 12 pounds I've lost since April, very steady. I'm going to maintain that weight, because in the summertime, I love ice cream, so I'll keep taking Calitrin. Calitrin to offset the impact of me eating so much ice cream. So do this. Your body's going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Lose the weight intelligently. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. Use the code DJV and lose the weight intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. All right, let's get to this number two item on the countdown. We're reviewing, as we do every week at this time, the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories from Talkers Magazine. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Stephan. Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, number two guy there. Some want to impeach him. I've never really quite figured out what his act was. And so now Ryan says, we're not doing this. It's more theater. Where are we with it?
So the House Freedom Caucus, the hardliners on the conservative side.
Yeah, the right-wingers.
They want to throw him out. And then Ryan's like, no, we can't, because we've got things we need to do in the House over the next few months, and this will just totally blow up everything we're trying to get done. And then they came back, and so the bottom line is that Ryan agreed that they're trying to get Rod Rosenstein, to give up emails and documents, and he won't. And so they
pertaining
said,
okay, to what?
Pertaining to the Trump investigation.
Not
so
more,
they're trying to say, if you don't give them up, now we will proceed, but it's going to take a few months because Ryan wants to get some of the work in the House done first.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet? So what do we get at the end of the day? More money being wasted. These guys, everything. There's so much corruption, it's almost impossible.
School. Everybody go to law school, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's where you make all the money. Work for the government.
You're never going to, you know what, you're never going to lose your job's automation.
Yes.
What, if you're a lawyer?
Yep,
exactly.
You never will.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can say that about being a nurse, too, though, right? Things in the medical profession, to a point.
Yeah, some to a point, yeah.
Lawyers. What's the, what is it, it's not, the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm.
Medical, yeah.
Yeah, who said first kill all the lawyers?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare said that, right, okay. So...
That's why I love that guy.
I think we have one lawyer for every 400 people in America, don't we? It's like obscene in comparison to the rest of the world. In Europe, it's one for every 8,000 or something, but here it's one for every 400 people. And my lawyer, I had the same lawyer for 40-some-odd years. He's busy. He can't keep up. He's just a general practitioner. He can't keep up with
them. They are geniuses at creating revenue streams. They are so good at it.
Smart at it. Billable hours. Don't you love it?
Yep.
I'm going to start billing you by the hour, Reggie. 21 past the hour.
Checks in the mail.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 23 and change after the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan running through the numbers and the stories, starting at number one and number two, basically the same kind of stuff, investigating the government, investigating the investigators. Let's investigate the investigators who investigate the investigators. Number three is the trade discussion, the European Union. It looks like they have settled the problem. And if I get this correctly, if you think I'm not on the right page, you'll tell me, both of you, that the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to no tariffs on anything, which is what I think ought to be the case. Take the tariffs down and let stuff sell for what it's worth. This especially affects the farmers' foodstuffs. The trade meeting here and where the consensus is exactly the opposite of what's going on in Asia, especially with the Chinese. But there are, you know, you can talk about our tariffs with other countries, but it doesn't mean much unless you're in, you know, doing business with China. And so this week, something that affected me and my, well, I don't get any government subsidies for my farm work, but a lot of my brethren do. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so it was of particular interest this week, and I discuss it on, we have a weekly program which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, overviewing the issues of the American family farmer, the food we eat, how it affects us and our families, that sort of thing. And so we talked this week about the president setting aside $12 billion, not in the farm bill, but separately, to help farmers that are being hurt by this trade war with China. And it's the problem is it becomes politicized because the people who don't need it are the ones who get it, whether it's the farm bill or this $12 billion subsidy. Trump just says, okay, we're going to put $12 billion out there to help the farmers that are being hurt. Well, the farmers that are being hurt are the family farmers, not the big conglomerates, the big corporate farms. They find markets because they're international. The likes of Cargill, ADM, what, you think you need to help them? No. You need to help the people who are trying to help you locally eat good, healthy food. And we're all being affected by what's going on in the trade wars because it all is like trickle-down economics. Remember that theory, Victoria, from Ronald Reagan?
I do. I remember it from George, from Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. I learned about it in school, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that it all starts at the very the ground level, pardon the pun. The American family farmer is the one who grows this stuff, some of them bigger than others, but then they're hired by the big conglomerates. They're just contracted out, so the conglomerates are the ones that get the dough, and they never pass it down to the people that are actually doing the work. So it's a real screw job, frankly, for the farmer. As far as the European Union is concerned, they see the handwriting on the wall. They need America. We need them. We figured it out.
Now you got to do the same thing with China and Asia.
Exactly.
That's where it really counts.
Yeah. Well, European, they listen.
I mean, great. We're going to get cheaper pasta from Italy, but, you know.
There's a lot of stuff, Richie. There's a lot of hardware.
Really, the big trade partner is Asia, and that's where all this. And hopefully Trump's quote-unquote art of the deal is working, and he will be able to. And that's all this is. Everybody's like, oh, it's a tariff war. No, it's not. It's a tool to negotiate.
It's his way of doing business.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. And is that reflected in number four, the meeting with Putin? Is he really snowed by Putin? A lot of people say, Putin did a number on him, made him look foolish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Trump is not. I think he's street smart.
I'm uncomfortable with the way he deals with the whole Russia thing. I need to see him get a little tougher on this.
Mm-hmm. And in what way would he be?
It's not okay to come home and then say, oh, yeah, well, I totally think he's responsible.
As a Trump supporter, I want him to look the guy in the eyes and go, listen, this dog and pony show with the election stuff has to stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayer's dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 2 people were killed in a deadly wildfire roaring in Redding, California, and thousands of people were forced to evacuate. The car fire jumped the Sacramento River and into the city. KRCR-TV's Julia Avery reports from the scene.
I'm getting my first look at this scene, which is just shocking. This is Redding right now, just glowing from all directions. I mean, everything I can see is orange right now.
Back at the TV studio, KRCR-TV anchor Allison Woods reports they are also in danger.
Right now, we're being evacuated. That's why we are kind of closing out right now. Yes. We are going to leave the station because it is now unsafe to be here.
A bulldozer operator was killed, as well as a firefighter, and many are being treated for burns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating conversation by those in the know. This is the overview of the Talkers chart from this week, ending on Friday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keevan and Rich McFadden here as we look at some of these powerful stories. Number one, and number two, related to the Trump administration. Number three, the trade rhetoric, if that's what you want to call it. Now, and four has to do with Putin and Trump. Number five, the president focused on Iran, capital letters in his tweet. We're going to get you. It's like two kids in a schoolyard.
I love that.
Play. I know you
oh,
do, Richard.
God, I hate it.
I don't like it. It's just, it's so... infantile and just
yes.
like all caps. And
right.
But his ability.
I haven't gotten an all cap thing since the last time I was scolded by my at the time girlfriend.
Sending all caps emails. Oh, yeah. That was like his thing.
Don't ever contact me again.
I used to call him and say, is your keyboard broken? Can I send you a new keyboard? Because everything is all caps all the time.
Right.
So, but his ability to control the storyline, the message, is unmatched. Name a time in history when somebody has controlled their message as well as he has, and name a time in politics when one politician can go around the media like he does, can go around the rest of the government.
That's the problem, Richie. That's the problem, because the news media has been so used to in our lifetime, in modern times,
being able to control the
news media has been able to control the message, control the information, control the pipeline. Now they can't, and so they turn around like children, and they try to Trump on Trump, or bump on Trump, or beat on Trump, or whatever it is. And from my perspective, whether I voted for Trump or didn't like him or not, any objective overview of the news media's treatment of this person has to admit that it is outrageously one-sided, and it is very infantile. It's so obvious.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and I forget who he was talking about. You know these middle-of-the-night tweets, the 2, 3 a.m. tweets that Trump sends out, like the all-cap stuff and everything like that?
Yeah.
And you think it's just Trump sitting up in the middle of the night in his office just banging away on his iPhone or whatever it is and just being totally random. It is so well planned and organized. The reason they tweet, he tweets in the middle of the night.
Does he do it, or is this somebody who's doing
it?
Like, I have somebody
doing it.
It is him.
It's, well, no, there's a whole staff. This whole thing is really laid out well, but it feeds the news cycle. Mm-hmm. So that by 5 and 6 a.m., all of the morning, let me look up CNN. I look at ABC News, look at CNN, all of the morning show, and then it feeds the rest of the day's news cycle so that by the time he controls the message so well, and this is not just some random thing, they absolutely know what they're doing, and they work it to a T. And to the point where they work it for Iran. I want to get this message out. Here it is, and I'm not going to let anybody filter me, but here's how the message is going to flow.
And there it is.
There
it does.
It's brilliant.
Bingo.
It looks like a madman, but underneath there's a platform for it, and it works really well.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thought on it?
I don't agree with the method of it.
Number six is a focus on Facebook. Stock dropped 20% this week because, and you can fill in the blank, Victoria, if you'd like.
Well, it dropped it lost $120 billion in market capitalization because they basically said that the expectations of on revenue they missed already this year. They had to say that they're not going to have the projections that they thought they were going to have. Facebook is still not trusted by its users. It's still a mess. It's still all part of the fallout from Cambridge Analytica.
And growth. I mean, they're capping out. How many more people could get on Facebook?
Right.
Really, realistically, how much more can it grow? So at some point, it has to cap out, and everybody has to go, okay, this is where it's going to stay for a while, and this is what it's worth.
The best thing that they have going for them is that they own Instagram. That's going to save their bottom line time and time again. So,
agreed.
Yep, that's the best thing they've got.
Because the Facebook audience will die off. Soon.
Well, so will the Instagram audience, and there'll be
now the Instagram audience. Some,
Instagram
audience
is younger.
But it's
going to
die off sooner or later. Not like it's going to.
It'll be
not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it'll be a long. Facebook has got 30 years, 20 years left. Instagram has 50, 60 years worth of clientele. I mean, you know, young teenagers are using Instagram. They'll
My cousins are 10, and they're on Instagram.
My daughter's 11. So,
would Jesus do?
Oh, he would. Definitely
Jesus would
media.
So love Instagram.
Oh. Jesus would rock Instagram.
Number seven this week.
He would.
The countdown is the trade war with China. We've had that. We talked about it with the European Union. Same basic thing. Number eight, the focus on illegal immigration. I don't see. So this is like going around in a barrel.
So the deadline is coming past to get all the kids back, and really the remaining 700 kids are the ones that they are worried about because the parents have some kind of criminal background or the signs of abuse from the kids. So that's kind of where it stands right now is most of the kids that could be reunited with their families have been, but now it's kind of the tricky ones where, okay, your dad is an MS-13 member who killed somebody,
he's not coming back.
Yeah, or the kids have signs of abuse, or so now what do we do with the rest here?
And then there's the other kids who have just been stolen. So then, what do you do with them?
Again, I always tell this story when it comes to this issue. When my wife and I adopted our daughter from South America, we got a real big lesson in how kids were just outright being stolen, babies, for sale, so that somebody could make $20,000 selling a baby.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I know we want to get all these kids back, but do a little due diligence and make sure you're not sending these kids back into a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So that's number eight. Number nine, this one I smile about because it's so Trump. Back to him and his relationship with the news media, especially CNN. Was it the president's order himself, or did he leave it to Sarah Parker, what's-her-face, Huckabee, Or who was it that told the reporter, you can't come na-na-na-na-na to the next press conference? And what was the reason for it, Victoria? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I've been following this story, and I still, all I know is all the other reporters stand behind this reporter because she was the one. Well, it's not just that simple. I think it's because also when you start limiting access to the press, we live in a free press country. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And why this one person, because they said she asked an inappropriate question. I don't know what the question was, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
It had to do with him and his, I think it had to do with the payoff to the other prostitute.
How is that inappropriate? That's on it. That's everywhere. That's practically common knowledge now. That's like saying, oh, you can't talk about it, but everyone knows about it.
Right.
So I'm looking at this story, Doug, and one interesting thing that pops out at me, it says two White House officials told them that she asked inappropriate questions during Trump's meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. But the two White House officials, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Bill Shine, is he working at the White House now?
You didn't know that?
Bill Shine from Fox News, who we know?
He took over. He's in charge of all press relations. He's in charge of the... Of the pressure. He's in charge of everything there now.
You didn't know that? I did not know that. That is fantastic.
We used to have his wife, Darla, was on our program for a number of years, and she's a piece of work.
She's a megastar, man.
I found him.
Oh, my God, Doug, I'm the biggest star.
I know, right, yeah.
But she's
so different from him.
She's a jackass because she said a lot of really controversial things that any woman who serves in the military should expect to be harassed sexually.
Yeah, Darla's not afraid.
That's Darla.
Yeah.
Darla,
that like Darla.
She's a moron, then.
As left-wing as they come, but she is not a threat.
She's not
afraid to chuck a grenade out there.
No, but she is exactly where you are politically, Victoria.
And her husband 100%. Runs Fox News.
And her husband runs Fox News.
But I don't care if she's where I am politically. She's an idiot. To say anything like that about women is disgusting.
I can agree with you.
She's
the drive dug.
I don't base my opinions on where someone is politically, if they're aligned with me or not. I base it on, when I judge somebody, it's usually on a moral or ethical level. It has nothing to do with what their politics are. I know you put me in that corner a lot, but that's not true.
I'm not aiming to put you in a corner. It just is. It's politics when it comes to the right and left is so predictable, and I don't like predictability. So I like what you do sometimes. You come out with a position on something that's sort of hard, and then you soften it with some practical common sense approach to whatever the issue is. That I appreciate. Darla had no common sense whatsoever,
none.
Practical side to anything.
No.
She'd go off with, as Richie said, some kind of hand grenade, but her husband was entirely the opposite. I got to know him pretty well. I quite like him, actually.
They're both nice people. She's really nice. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah, she's just kooky. Yeah. But he is someone who was a soldier. That's the best way to describe him. He was hired to do something. He did what he was hired
to do.
And he was smart enough to know when to duck. He believed that Roger Ailes gave him his lot in life, and he did. And part of that had to do with his friendship with Sean from before, and they stayed friends. As a matter of fact, they live in the same neighborhood. Their wives are friends.
Oh, yeah.
They went back and forth to work in the same car.
Yeah, Darla and Sean Hannity's wife are like best friends, and Darla used to give us all the backroom scoop.
Yeah, yeah, all the dirt.
He won't leave the house. People just always walking up to him, all this stuff.
She's right. Yeah.
Hysterical.
So... anyway,
wouldn't it be great to have like the Fox and Friends crew all of a sudden become White House employees? The whole Fox channel is all of a sudden working at the White House with the media department.
That might push me to Canada. That might
46 past the hour. Sleeping well at night.
Sorry.
Am I doing a commercial?
No, you're doing a commercial.
All right, thank you very much.
I'll be my next.
I want to just talk a little bit about the value of what they do at MyPillow. Not that you haven't heard this before. Anybody who's had trouble sleeping and hasn't gone to MyPillow.com to order new pillows is silly. Everything is washable and dryable and usable for a long, long time. Get quality and service from an American company. American-made MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of July 23rd to the 27th. This is the official overview. The top 10 stories starting at number 10. The heat wave. We're having a heat wave bringing heat to the southwest and rain to the east coast. Number 9, the president barred that CNN reporter. Number 8 on the list of top stories from Talkers Magazine, more discussion about immigration policy. Number 7, the trade wars. Number 6, Facebook and its problems. Number 5, the Trump and Iranian back and forth on whether we go to war or we don't. More talking about whether Trump and Putin will have another meeting at number 4. Trade talks between the European Union and the U.S. number 3. Mr. Rosenstein, impeach him or not, number 2. And the Cohen recordings and the investigation, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's it from the story list of the countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to WoundedPawProject.org to find out how you can help. That's WoundedPawProject.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
People, in the face of conversation, we review all of these people as they connect in some, not always do they connect to the big stories, but most of the time or much of the time they do. So this week, number 10 to number 1, let's see if we can connect the dots. At number 10, well, we got two Cohens in the list this week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at 10. And Michael Cohen is at 2. In between, at number 9, Caitlin Collins. Number 8, Maria Butina. Number 7, Mark Zuckerberg's got his problems at Facebook, lost a lot of value in his stock. Number 6, Robert Mueller. I don't know how his stock is, up or down. Paul Ryan, same thing with you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. He's number 5. Rod Rosenstein and his boss, Jeff Sessions, are tied for number 4. Pukin, Putin, Bad Vlad, number 3. Michael Cohen, as I said, is 2. And at number 1, the Donald Trump, president of these here United States, from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, number 10 this week is a focus on the heat wave here in our country. The heat wave has gripped northern Europe. Greece is on fire. Some of the fires have started as a result of spontaneous combustion. However, there is a suspected arson connection to one of the fires in Greece. But the devastation from the heat wave, things dry out. We've had wild weather here in the Northeast, just the opposite. Richie can tell you firsthand about the floods in Washington and what that's done to his business facility there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and all of our broadcast facilities.
Homeland Security building next door got flooded, and the electricity blew up in it and blew out all of our internet yesterday. So.
Yeah, right. Yep, it's a part of where we are now. Is it global warming? That becomes an old story, but the heat wave is real and a problem around the country and around the world. 10 minutes for the hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items is in order for the end of the week. Top five items, the stories, if you will. Victoria has been following this. Victoria Keelan, as she usually does. So she's going to bring us from number five to number one in terms of big technology news, starting with a new real estate project for online retailer Overstock. So what's that scoop there, Victoria?
Right. Overstock.com is typically known for selling furniture and jewelry and things like that. So now they're moving into a different area, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin. Overstock.com, anyone who shops on the site may have noticed that from the beginning of the Bitcoin era, you've been able to buy things on Overstock with Bitcoin. It's one of the first and head-scratching kind of retail outlets where they accept cryptocurrency. The reason for that is the CEO, Patrick Byrne, is a cryptocurrency bull on the market. He is super into the cryptos. And so now he's taken Overstock and he's moving into a new area of real estate, and he's relaunching a site called Housery. It's a real estate property management site, but it's more than that. It actually helps people search for a new house if they're in the process of relocating, and then he'll sell you all the furniture to match your new home. So it's kind of a genius move. A lot of people say it's really risky. I think this is something that's probably going to really pay off for Overstock. The stock currently is up over 135%, so, and that's just in the last 12 months. So look to see Overstock probably pushing a lot of ads, more marketing, things like that. But it's kind of a cool idea.
All right, number four, as we work our way toward number one, is kind of the opposite in terms of those who have Spotify stock. I think it's a public company. I'd be looking to sell if it were me. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about their individual listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. This is a new report that came out this week. It started in the user forums where women were going on the forums and complaining that there's no way that they can block their exes, and that because their habits and everything you do on Spotify is made public, that they were, that their exes were using this information and harassing them. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. The default settings on Spotify by design make everything public because they want other people to share their what they're listening to and help other new people listen to, you know, discover new music and things like that. So the only thing you can do is, if, and you have to do it every time you sign on to Spotify, is change your settings to the private session. Unfortunately, no one will be able to know what you're doing, not even your friends, but you will be able to block the harassing exes.
All right, get rid of those damn harassing exes. Number three is a, I don't know if this is a tribute to Yelp, but certainly something that'll be helpful if you use Yelp. Listen up.
The last thing anybody wants, of course, when they book a dinner reservation, is to eat at a dirty restaurant. Yelp has been working on this for a while now. They are now providing hygiene scores for restaurants in New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. By the end of this year, they'll be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country that will eventually spread down to even your local eateries. And so Yelp basically said they want to make everything more seamless. They started doing this in San Francisco, and now they're just going to keep expanding, so you'll be able to read a full review and see what the hygiene score of all your favorite restaurants are.
Number two on the list is more cryptocurrency news, looks like, Victoria.
Yes, Coinbase, which is the most popular cryptocurrency exchange platform, they have formed their own political action committee, and this caused a lot of waves this week. It's a sign that Coinbase is angling for more sway in Washington, D.C. They wanted the they want the crypto industry to be taken more seriously, and they have a lot of money behind them, so it'll be interesting to see how this maybe plays out in the midterm elections.
Yeah. And number one, the number of people who are extracting themselves from pay TV.
Yes, this is really bad news this week for any pay TV provider. This is there was a new report that came out that showed cord cutting, which is when consumers drop cable TV in favor of broadband delivered video. It's accelerating at a much faster rate than expected. It's actually 33 million people are have canceled already in 2018. That's higher than the 27 million that was estimated to drop cable. Now the acceleration is happening. The viewership of YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu is going way up, and Amazon is expected to hit 88.7 million viewers this year alone.
And a postscript for Facebook this week. If you own Facebook stock, you've noticed it went down like a rock, off about $41 because of some stuff that they've done that they shouldn't have done. So maybe it's, sit tight, see if they fix their problem next week. That's Tech Talk, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.